It's classroom time for all you men and women in the armed forces of the United Nations. Time for a rebroadcast of the College of Musical Knowledge. And here's the old professor himself, K. Kaiser. It's Coast Guard night from coast to coast for the gallant service that has landed our fighting forces in every major invasion from Italy to the Marshall Islands, the United States Coast Guard.
Good evening, folks. How are y'all?
4-0!
You're 4-0, Bo. Well, that's fine, because 4-0 means 100% swell. You know, tonight the old college is holding class at Long Beach, California.
Wow, yes. The USCG, United States Coast Guard. Of course, USCG also stands for Usually Seeking Cute Girls. Well, of course, these Coast Guarders, they don't have much time for romance, so they fall for the first girl they meet on shore. I know one that got stuck on a girl here, and he didn't show up for 3 weeks. When he did come back, he got stuck on a lighthouse for 3 months. Oh, well, there's something these seagoing guys have that other fellas just don't seem to have. You know, I met a Coast Guardsman here that kissed 327 gals 3 minutes after he'd come ashore. Well, I asked him how he did it. He said, well, I was adrift in a lifeboat for a week, and I drank so much salt water, I was permanently puckered. Oh, yes. Ah, and these spas. What girls. They are really wonderful. You know, when I got here, a spa said, oh, Mr. Kaiser, you are so funny. You tickle my ribs. So I tickled her ribs. Sure, I'm very fond of spa ribs. Oh, but we've had a lot of fun here today, you know, doing all the things that the Coast Guardsmen do. This morning when the men went rowing, I went rowing. This afternoon when the spas went swimming, I went boing.
As it's time to get off the tee, let's start the $115 war bond spree.
Roger, Dean, roger. That we'll do in a minute or two, but first let's dance, chillin'. Hiddle the bee, let's do it. Sally, Georgia, Diane, Harry, Clyde, and Max. Turn it on, Sally.
Imagine you imagining that you love me, starting on a family tree.
Imagine starting on a family tree.
The mama is you and the papa is me. If your heart goes bumpity-bump,
it's love, love, love.
If your throat comes up with a lump,
it's love, love, love.
Sweet love.
If your knees go knockety-knock,
all is love, love, love.
If you
cuckoo
like the cuckoo in the park, it's love, love, love.
Imagine you imagining a cozy flat, complete with running dog and cat.
Just imagine having running dog and cat.
And we will have welcome all over the mat. Imagine you imagining a man and wife.
We're gonna buy a fork and knife.
Imagine me eating with a fork and knife. 'Cause we'll be so rich for the rest of your life.
If your heart goes bumpity-bump,
it's love, love,
love. If your throat comes up with a lump,
it's love, love, love. If your knees go knockety-knock,
it's love, love, love.
If you're cuckoo like the cuckoo in the clock.
It's love, love, sweet love.
Once more she sees daffodils. It's spring again and birds on the wing again start to sing again the old melody. That's the song of songs, and it all belongs to you and me. Darling, I love you. That's the song of songs, and it all belongs to you and me, because I love you.
Ah, yes, that Harry Davin really sings it.
Contestant, Beth.
The first contestant, and it is the winner, the first of three contestants tonight, who are Yeoman. This is Yeoman First Class Don Morgan of Los Angeles. Come on for Don. All right, Don. Say, Don, Abe Lincoln, somewhere in the North Pacific, tells us about a really salty Coast Guardsman who had been overseas since the war began. He was so salty, he looked like a dill pickle with hash marks. Well, he'd heard a little bit about the spars, but this old salt didn't really believe that...
There are such things.
Well, he returned to the United States and was assigned an anchor watch. Well, the same night a spar was assigned to the watch, and believe me, she was beautiful. Not even the salty Coast Guardsman was marching his beat, and so was the beautiful spar. And he said, boy, this ain't the Coast Guard I know, but believe me, fellas.
This is a lovely way to spend an evening.
You're not kidding, boy. Look at this. 350 of those spars right in front of us, and are they swell looking? All right. And now, well, look her here. Here's our second contestant, and she is a trim, pretty spar. One of the fighting women behind our fighting men. And believe me, we are really proud of you girls in uniform. This is Specialist Third Class, Miss June Barnes of King City, California. June Barnes. Come right over here. Come a little closer to the microphone, June.
Like this.
Say, June, you know, I used to go out with a whack, but she had an awful temper. When we had arguments on the street, people used to say, look, there goes a sad sack with a mad whack. Oh, but I want to spar with this spar. June Barnes. Come on now, June. Don't you lie to me. Petty Officer Second Class Ruth Smith of the Coast Guard Air Station, St. Petersburg, Florida, reminds us there are a host of celebrities and former movie stars serving in the Coast Guard nowadays. In fact, the Coast Guard boasts a Caesar and a Victor.
Who'd they be?
Cesar Romero and Victor Mature.
Yes, he's getting very mature these days. That's right. All right. Now, this fellow, for nearly 2 years now, has said to the Coast Guard, "My time is your time." Who would that be?
Lieutenant Rudy Valley.
Yes, sir. He's leading that swell 11th District Coast Guard band. And another Coast Guardsman is a former heavyweight boxing champion of the world. Who is he? A Coast Guardsman who was a former heavyweight champion of the world. A Manasseh Mauler. Church. Boy, you're liable to lose the jack if you don't get this. Students!
Jack Dempsey!
Jack Dempsey. Say, speaking of heavyweight fighting, you know that last night I dreamed that I had a boxing bout with a spar.
Yeah?
When I climbed into the ring, the crowd yelled and the bell went dang, dang, bang, bang, bang like that. When the spar climbed in the ring, the crowd was speechless and the bell went boing! Of course, you know the answer. The spar outsparred me. In fact, she's bound to win because all these spars are knockouts. Wait a minute. Now, let's go on. Oh, by the way, speaking of prominent men in the Coast Guard, prominent personalities, there's also Dick Stabile, Richard Quine, Jimmy Greer, Gig Young, Henry Wilcoxon, Buddy Ebsen, and many others. And like all the other guys in the blue of the Coast Guard, they're doing a swell job. Very proud of them. First class. Yeah, Seaman First Class, Paul Woods of Long Beach, California, a veteran of three major invasions, including Bougainville. Let's give a nice little hand to the boy. He's got the stars and the stripes on his chest. Yes, sir, ladies and gentlemen, and for your information, the joint is loaded tonight with guys who've got service stripes and stars on their chest that stand for great invasions that these Coast Guardsmen have been a part of. In fact, there's a whole gang of them just got back 3 or 4 days ago. We're very proud to have them in the audience. I can't name the ship or the captain or any of that, but now here we go. Paul, Harold Ray and Charles Galbraith and Uncle Sam Service tell us the Rainbow Pier at Long Beach is very popular with the Coast Guardsmen. Now, the band is about to play a medley of three rainbow songs that you might hear at Rainbow Pier. You listen and see if you can't name the song. Now, here's number two. Now, what was the first one? Well...
Somewhere over the rainbow.
Yeah, the second one. I'm always...
chasing rainbows.
Oh, rainbows, yes. That's right. And the third one.
And a rainbow around my shoulder.
He's got all three of them. Yes, sir. Oh, that's very good.
First round winner, Professor.
Oh, yes. First round winner. But just a minute, Dean. Ferdy Froghammer, listen here. Now, listen to me. What are you scowling about? You've been going around with a sour puss for a week.
A week? I've been going with Diane Pendleton for over a month.
Listen, that's no way to talk. There you go again. You know, Diane is a beautiful girl. Well, I saw her in a bathing suit on the beach today, and she looked just like she was poured into it.
Yeah, and most of her poured right back out again.
You little brat.
Now, you be careful, or I ain't going to take you out anymore.
Oh, what do I care?
No. Well, what do you care? I don't blame you. Yes, indeed. Why, with Diane's figure, why, she doesn't need you, Ferdy. She can land any man she wants. Why, only last week she landed about 10 Marines.
No wonder. She's got a figure like a landing barge.
Right here, Professor.
Oh, yes, I see what you mean. You've got the winner's name. All right, Dean. And the winner is contestant number one with a perfect score all the way. It's Don Morgan of Los Angeles. Donnie. This is Sally Mason and all the groups are really singing this about the San Fernando Valley.
Oh, I'm packing my grip and I'm leaving today, 'cause I'm taking a trip
California way.
I'm gonna settle down and evermore roam
and make the San Fernando Valley my home. I'll forget my sin, and I'll be making new friends. I'll spread the west begins, and the sunset ends.
Cause I've decided where you truly should be.
And it's the San Fernando Valley for me.
I think that I'm safe in Satan. She will be waiting when my lonely journey is done.
And kindly old Reverend Thomas made us a promise. He will make the tour of us one.
So he's hitting the trail.
Yes, I'm hitting the trail.
To the cow country.
Oh, yippee-yay.
You can forward his mail.
Oh, give me that mail.
Care of RFD.
Oh, I'm going to set right down and never, never, never more roam.
And make the San Fernando Valley.
Make the San Fernando Valley my home.
Valley home.
Thousands of Semper Paratus guys are always ready to see a beautiful gal. So here's gorgeous Georgia Carroll for you. Georgia, I know all the Coast Guardsmen at sea, and on duty wherever they are, will say good night right back to you when you say
good night wherever you are. Dreams be pleasant dreams wherever you are. If only one little wish that I wish comes true, I know that the angels will watch over you. Good night. I'll be with you, dear, no matter how near or far. With all my heart, I pray everything is all right wherever you are. Good night.
Second rounder, Bess.
The first second rounder is Yeoman First Class, a member of the amphibious forces on landings of North Africa, Sicily, Macon, Kwajalein, and Iwetok. It's Yeoman First Class Walter Green of Union, New Jersey.
Ah, oh, that's wonderful, Walter.
Yes, sir. Well, his name is Walter Green, but after all those lanterns, you can bet me he ain't Green, boy. He's right in there. Say, Walter, storekeeper J.E. Brimer somewhere in the Pacific tells us about a Coast Guardsman here who had a date with a beautiful girl. She wanted to please him, so over the phone she said, "What would you like for me to wear tonight? Shall I wear my..."
"Sweet little Alice Blue gown."
"Yes, sure," said the Coast Guardman. "That would be swell because when you wear that dress, you are really a..."
"Beautiful lady in blue."
"A beautiful lady in blue. But listen, honey," the Coast Guardsman continued, "if you want to be a knockout, start wearing the blue of the spars. And then you'll really be..." "You'll really be..."
"An all-American girl."
"An all-American girl, yes, sir." Yeah! "All-American girls. Oh, yes, sir. Here is storekeeper third class. She's our second contestant, and she is an all-American girl. It's Spa Pat Maley of Gas City, Indiana." "Oh, Pat Maley. Storekeeper third class. Boy, I bet you know your groceries too, gal." "Now listen, Pat. Oh, say, you know, when we arrived here today, I went right straight to the spa's barracks. Oh, boy. And a girl yeoman answered the door and said, 'You want a spa?' I said, 'Yeah, but I'd rather wrestle.'" "Oh, shucks. You know, we agree with Elsie Parker of Dallas that the spars are doing a fine job of taking the places of men. Now, we..." "Oh, Pat, please, I can't think to save my life, please." "Now, Pat, now we're going to use the word spa to take the place of some words, see? Now, you put the..." "Gee, you smell good." You put the original words in the sentences that I give you in place of the word spa, see? For instance, why does a spa cross the spa? That would be, why does a chicken cross the road, you see? Mm-hmm. All right, now here we go. It's a long spa that has no turning.
"It's a long spa."
Yeah, take the word spa out. Now, what is the oldest?
It's a long trail that has no turning.
"A long lane that has no turning." That's what she said. That's right. All right. Okay. That's right. Now, don't spar your spars before they're sparred.
"Don't count your chickens before they're hatched."
That's right. "Never calculate upon your juvenile poultry until the proper process of incubation is fully materialized." All right. "Now, 'tis better to have sparred and sparred than never to have sparred at all."
"Oh, 'tis better to have loved and lost than never to have loved at all."
"Oh." "Oh, doctor. Oh, doctor, please, sick bay right away." "Oh, that's wonderful. She's a very good sport and a cute gal. Here is specialist third class Billy Snyder of Los Angeles, California. Come on, Billy." "All right. Now, in this one from Pauline Charlie of St. Louis, Missouri, two Coast Guardsmen and a spa were arguing over their favorite bands, and from the following theme songs, you ought to be able to tell us who they were arguing over. Listen. Now, you've got three theme songs there. Now, let's see if you can get two out of the three. What about it, Billy? Whose themes were they? One of them was the King of Swing, one was the Waltz King, and the third was known as the Band Who Plays the Blues. Yes, sir.
Goodman.
Benny Goodman, that was right. That's right. The Waltz King. He's now in the Army.
Wayne King.
Wayne King, that's two. And the third, it was Woody Herman. I only asked you for two out of three, and so there you got it. Thank you very much, Billy.
Round winner, Professor.
The second round winner, and he is the winner of the second round with a perfect score all the way. Contestant number one, Walter Green of Union, New Jersey.
the jungle heat. Within me, there blows a rhythmic savage beat. Love is everywhere, its magic perfume fills the air. To and fro you sway. My heart's in time, I've learned to care.
Poinciana, Poinciana, from now until the dawning day, I'll learn to love forever, come what may. Poinciana, Poinciana.
The final winner, and it is, look here, it's a tie between Don Morgan and Walter Green, and therefore, they both get a first prize of a crisp, brand-new $50 war bond, and for getting a perfect score all the way, an additional $25 bond to each of them, or $75 each to Don Morgan and Walter Green.
This rebroadcast of Kay Kaiser's College of Musical Knowledge is a presentation of the Armed Forces Radio Service.